I often get asked the question by relatively new people in the business, relatively new networkers, people who may have joined a couple of months ago. They're doing their learning, and they're reading a lot of books, and trying to figure out really what the best way of building their team is and getting started. And the question I often get asked is, do you lead with the products or do you lead with the business? And I think that this question betrays the way of thinking of the old network marketing. Let me explain what I mean. You see, I think if you're thinking, do you lead with the products or do you lead with the business, the thing in your mind that you're creating is that the first words that you use, the first thing that you talk about in the conversation is the product, or the first thing that you talk about is the business. And if you're thinking in this way, when you're approaching a conversation, then you feel like you are selling to somebody. And that creates a feeling of stress. So by thinking in terms of leading with the business or leading with the product, it actually creates a stressful internal environment, which makes it less likely that you're going to do anything. And this is why people worry about this thing. You see, my way of thinking is that I don't lead with the products or lead with the business. I always lead with my forming conversation. I always lead with my fact find on the prospect. Because if I have my networking conversation effectively, if I have learned my skills to have an effective networking conversation, if I am comfortable with that process, then the prospect that I'm talking to will tell me whether they want to hear about the product or the business through me exploring what they want to say. My networking conversations almost invariably start with the words, how are you? And that's because I've always been brought up to say, how are you, at the beginning of a conversation. And 9 times out of 10, somebody will just say, fine, thanks. Maybe 19 times out of 20 even, somebody will say, fine, thanks. And then the next part of my conversation is a question about their family. How's the family? Remember the forming conversation form that I've explained in previous voicemails. But the 1 in 20 times where somebody responds to my how are you question by saying, oh, I'm sleeping really badly, or I can't shake off this cold, or my knee is bad, I can't play football anymore, or whatever they say, then my next question is just when I've listened to what they have to say and encouraged them to unburden themselves, my next question is just, have you tried anything natural for that? And the conversation develops, and ultimately, although not invariably, but normally, it will end with them trying some product. But I haven't led with the product. I haven't created a selling environment. I've created an I am interested in you environment. And it's all about leading with the interests of the prospect in mind. So don't ask, do you lead with the products? Don't ask, do you lead with the business? Always lead with the prospect's interest. Talk to you again soon.